Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Eagle, Surgeon sitting in Raspy Report on Diane Leverett, date of birth 6/21/1948, date of procedure March 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fanny Eagle, Surgeon. Referring physician is Dr. Tanya Haber. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of mismanagement such as lung cancer. Also, into the patient period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in the lateral position. Stage for anesthesia services monitored. Anesthesia care period while lubricated with sodium gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into the direction. To the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus period. Retroflexy is obtained at the cardiac period, air resection room, stomach, and colon withdrawal. Scope period, the patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a proximal esophageal inlet patch. Next line, the Z line appeared regular at 38 centimeters from the bipox. Next line, there was a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, within the hiatal hernia, there was noted to be a question mark nodule versus prominent gastric fold. Common biopsies were obtained in this area for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to relate H. pylori. Next line, there were 4 diminutive gastric body polyps removed cold biopsy colectomy. Next line, there was evidence of mild duodenal bulbar erythema. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to DG portion. There was a periampullary diverticulum noted. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, there was no evidence of any ulcers or erosions noted on this exam. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily indefinitely. Next line, follow-up, question mark, nodule versus gastric, permanent gastric mucosa biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up, pathology. Next line, recommend anti-reflex precautions, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, follow-up in offices, privacy scheduled.